This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Jay,
according to James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, we are both cool and awesome.
Yes.
How about that?
I like that.
What an accolade.
Those are good identifiers.
Yes, they are. Here we are on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Wednesday, April the 26th is upon us. There's always been, probably will always be, bad news. And then there is good news. Got to have a balance, right? If the universe is nothing else, it is balanced. So how do we maintain? This is something we constantly struggle with here. And many people of different stripes all around the country, they struggle with this every day, maintaining or trying to maintain a positive outlook with all the negativity. And people say to me, well, you contribute to it because you talk sometimes about negative stuff in a negative way. Yep, I do.
In some sense, we find the negative in the good news.
Yeah.
Don't be a wise Ava.
Yes, it is. Thank you. That's what got me as far as I've gotten, right? Because I have a real talent for finding something bad and things that are good. Anyway, think about your survival. And I put out there that I want things to be as nice as they can be. Are they always? No. Do I even respond well sometimes to stuff? No. Jay's right. I don't. And sometimes you can throw bricks at stuff. Some people think it's good. Some people think it isn't. No, that's why the world goes around, because we have differences of opinion, and where would be a boring place without it.
And that's real.
Yeah. All right, and so this is Stress Awareness Month, by the way. If you didn't know, April was Stress Awareness Month. And so sometimes I think that, and Mercury's in retrograde, and that doesn't help whether you realize it or not, you're being impacted by where the stars are. It just, that's the way it happens. Some people think it's a lot of baloney, and some people don't. But whether you think it's baloney or not, I have proof positive in my life that when you're in a Mercury, especially depending on where your sign is, as Maria Trilogy explained to us the other day, you, for example, we're going into the month, we're now actually into May, well, not May, but into the month of the Taurus, Taurians. That's usually the end of April through May. My father was a Taurus, and I know some people who are Taurians there. It depends on where your moon is.
We're at its finest.
Yes, and you are too. When's your birthday?
May 10th.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Well, we'll be able to celebrate when we go to the Gracies on the 24th, right? A little late, but good time to celebrate. At any rate, I'm just, I go back and I think about what it is that has created the most stir. And it's been a while since I thought there was any one thing that created more of a stir than trying to figure out what all this binary stuff is and transgender stuff is. And the latest example of either confusion or anger or both comes from the state of Montana, where a lawmaker, a young person, is being censored and probably expelled from the state legislature because this person is identified as a trans person. And the Republicans don't like it. See, the Republicans are digging themselves a huge hole with this. And they're making more out of it than is necessary. And therefore, it becomes more of a divisive thing. I pointed out that I thought it was, when we were talking earlier about the legislation to keep, passed by the, I think this is federal, right? The Republicans put through a bill to keep men who become trans from competing with women.
Yes, Am I summarizing that? Are not permitted to play in women's sports.
Right. Okay. So here's another example. But the Republicans are taking this on. Is it the base that seems to want to support this? Is that what it is? The base is so negative. I don't get what it, I mean, I did get when it referred to the girls, and I said that when you and I were talking about it, girls mm-hmm. and guys. And but, yeah, you're right. There are many women now who are as strong, if not stronger, than many men. And so, no, that's, I think that's something to be praised, frankly. I think it's cool when you mm-hmm. achieve that kind of strength and prowess. I think it's very cool.
And the fact that it's so one-sided, that it's only, you are banning trans women from female sports, but you're not banning
right.
trans men from male sports. So it's yeah. like that continues the ideology that women are inferior to men.
So this person in Montana's name is Zoe Zephyr, and he's described as a transgender. He's a state rep, and because the Republicans lead, there are more Republicans in Montana than Democrats, they have sidelined this guy.
Yeah, she can't speak. Yeah, she's been blocked from speaking
right.
pretty much since
can't
last
be associated.
Tuesday, and a lot of protesters are just setting up shop and chanting, let her speak.
Mm-hmm. Why won't they let her speak? What are they afraid of?
It's a good question.
Yeah. So what do you, if you don't agree with that, that's fine. So why, you just make it worse, I say to my friends listening to this program in Montana. You make it worse by calling attention. You're calling attention to something that you're trying to cancel. And hello, it doesn't work that way. It never really has worked, but certainly in the age of social media, it doesn't work at all now. Right? At all. Doesn't work at all. All right, let's get to, I'm chuckling because as I look at the various items that we all want to talk about a little bit here, I want to acknowledge somebody. I want to go into a completely different mindset, please, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you will go into a different mindset as well, those of you listening, as we tell you the story of Ken Potts. Mr. Potts is one of the last survivors of Pearl Harbor. He passed away yesterday at the age of 102. How about that? He was on the USS Arizona. The fact that he survived that day was a miracle, but now he's been around all that time since. Can you imagine the stories?
Yeah.
That he told? He lived in Utah. He was very close to another one of the crew members who died a couple of years ago. The son of that other crew member, Randy Stratton, was the one who told the story about mm-hmm. Mr. Potts. Celebrated his 102nd birthday on April 15th, and then promptly died.
Well, and think about the survivors who were still able-bodied, who were not injured, who then had to not only survive Pearl Harbor, but then go on to fight in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And survive that.
He's been married. His wife is still alive. She's been his wife for 66 years. So there's a tribute, man. Imagine what it was like to be on the Arizona on the morning of December 7th, 1941. And what he lived through, because there were 2,400 Americans, I think they were killed on that ship that day. He lived for a reason. People that survived those things, they mm-hmm. live for a reason.
Now, there is one sole survivor at this point.
Yep.
The last of the survivors, Lou Conter, who is 101.
Man, what stories, right? Hmm. There's a new old discovery. Yesterday in London, actually it was up in Avon on Stratton-on-Avon, which is Stratton-on-Avon, right, where Shakespeare lived. The first edition of a Shakespeare book went on display yesterday. 800 visitors lining up to see this text, which was published in 1623.
That's really neat.
How about them apples? Go see. I remember when Tony and I were married, she was a great Anglophile, and she introduced me to England, and it was been one of the most wonderful things in my life. If I could figure out how to have a home in England, I would. I remember one of our first trips around England before we had children, we went to Avon, and we walked around where Shakespeare lived, and I said something. I said, only these walls could whisper. What do you think they'd tell us? And she rolled her eyes back. And I was always saying silly stuff. But true. Think about what they've all seen. I mean, think you can apply that to almost anything, right? I think about the streets that I drive up and down on here in my hometown, or some of the homes, or some of these. What do you suppose it was like here 1,000 years ago, or where you are? What was it like there 2,000 years ago, or 20,000 years ago, or 2,000,000 years ago? Ever think about that?
Oh, all the time. What's the saying, if these walls could talk? It's like if this land could talk.
Yeah, exactly. All right, if you've had experience with Balance 7, you can talk with me about it. You want to share your experiences? 855-999-DOUG. If you're on Balance 7, like Jennifer and I advise you to be or to do, then you're getting rid of your heartburn, right? You're eating foods that you like now. You're not sick. I have this problem with, and I don't know that I'm ever going to really able, I think the gluten thing is almost, the getting over that problem is almost insurmountable. But when you're using Balance 7, you have a balance of the acid and the alkaline in your body. That right pH will contribute to your being more comfortable. It may not fix the problem completely, but it does so many other good things. Balance 7 will help you increase your energy. Your memory's better. It's enhancing your immune system. This is not medication. This is an all-natural combination of herbs that will balance the acidity in your body. Try it. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and in 3 days you'll have a package. You start taking this stuff 3 times a day, and in 3 days you'll notice the difference. When you call and order at 800-793-9039, you'll also get $15 off your order by mentioning Doug. You get free shipping, and you get a free bottle of another product from Balance 7 called My Smooth Skin. It balances your skin. Isn't that kind of cool to know? So help yourself for the difference in feeling good or feeling great even. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo order.
Progressive covers pets in a rental policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just Mateo. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Meet Joe A, Hi. Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
About 23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. A lot of hoopla this week about the Ed Sheeran copyright case. The lawyer and, the lawyers for both sides here, because it's the family of Ed Townsend, who is a member of many of the Motown groups and wrote a lot of music and was responsible for writing Let's Get It On, the Marvin Gaye hit. And so now there is a problem, apparently, connecting Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On to Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud. So we'll review where we were earlier this week in a moment, and then we'll talk about where they are now, because the trial continues here on Good Day.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Baby, man. Trying to hold back the feeling.
Pretty dramatic when you listen to them together like that. Somebody's done a great editing job. All right, let's listen to a little first of Thinking Out Loud. Play us, James, a little bit of that. Not the way it's edited, but just to listen to the actual raw audio from the song itself.
Baby, my heart could still pull at heart at 23.
Iffy. The way they've edited it for the purposes of the trial, yeah. Here's Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye's version, or not version. He was the one who had the big hit, Million Seller, was number one for like 4 weeks in a row. So here, give a listen to this for a sec.
Trying to hold back the feeling for so long.
You can hear the progression.
Oh, yeah. Right. You can hear it. So the lawyer.
The question of there are only so many notes and only so many beats and like the tempo and everything.
Exactly.
But is it the first person to does it has the right to own the rights and should always be credited? Or are there certain variations where it's like, you know what, this is just kind of a generalized tune that people use?
Ed Townsend is no longer with us, but his lawyer is, and his lawyer's name is Benjamin Crump, and he said, quote, if you remember nothing else about this trial, about this case, simply remember it's about giving credit where credit is due. That's what he said to the jury yesterday. And so the claim is that Sheeran had no permission to use the chord progression that's in Let's Get It On. And so there we have it, I think, in a nutshell. Yeah, how much money is at stake here? I suppose a lot of money if they find him guilty.
Possibly one. And this one, Ed Sheeran, the Grammy Award in 2016 for Song of the Year for Best Pop Solo Performance, too.
Was this song?
This song, yes, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thinking Out Loud, of course.
Yeah.
And one of the items that they are using as and like Exhibit A or whatever, is that Ed Sheeran has used both songs in his concerts where he started with Thinking Out Loud, started Let's Get It On. Yeah, Let's Get It On.
Yeah. Yep, so there's the smoking gun right there. I think they may have him here, but it depends on how much money they want, or is it just a message they're trying to state. All right, 28 after on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. officials say the mastermind behind the 2021 Kabul airport suicide bombing that killed more than 150 people, including 13 U.S. service members, has been killed. The ISIS operative was killed by the Taliban this month in Afghanistan. The U.S. says they were not involved in the operation. Speaking to union members in Washington, D.C., President Biden talked about being a pro-union, pro-jobs president.
We've created more than 12 million new jobs, more jobs in 2 years than any president created in a four-year term.
Biden also took a swipe at former President Trump, claiming infrastructure week under Trump became a punchline while Biden passed the sweeping bipartisan infrastructure law. Rivers across the Midwest are overflowing their banks as snow melts. The Mississippi River in Wisconsin is expected to crest at just over 16 feet this week. That'll be its third highest ever. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Once a day, every day, you should have a cup of Dougie's soup. Have some Dougie's right now. Dougie's losing it. That's Jay to save me from myself. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program for April the 26th. It's Wednesday. Inspiration from so many people who have done such great writing over the years. Here's something to think about, Jay. People who live deeply have no fear of death. I think that's... I used to, when I was a youngster, and I've said this on the air any number of times, when I was in my 30s, I was scared to death of death.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever the reason I was. And now, life has progressed, and I've had a wonderful life to this point, and I expect I'll have a wonderful life until I don't.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to worry about?
Well, and I think sometimes it's not so much the fear of death itself, but the act of dying.
Maybe.
That's a little bit scary. But also just the people, the loved ones that you leave behind. That's a sad thought.
Yeah, it is kind of. All right. So here's something else. I don't know if this is considered sad, But I was. What made me think about this is I said in the last half hour, if you want to catch this, we have all of our Good Day program. It runs in totality, all day, every day, so you can hear it at gooddayshow.com. Anything you may have missed when we were doing it live, wherever you are, because it's heard early in the morning and mid-morning and morning drive sometimes in the afternoon, and wherever it is, you can then go back and listen to gooddayshow.com. And what I basically was philosophizing about what it was like in Framingham or in your community 2,000 years ago, 20,000 years ago, however far back you want to go. And then I started thinking about something that I read the other day. This is why having a curious mind, I guess, is a good thing when you and I do the sort of thing, the kind of thing that we do here, because I've always been thankfully blessed with a quick mind and a very curious mind. And so I was reading this thing in National Geographic about the Earth itself and how long we know that it's been around, about a third, maybe 5-6 million years, somewhere in there. And if we believe in the Big Bang, which puts the universe back to 15, 16, 18 billion years ago. But there is argument now about that, because what's been found with the Webb telescope going out and showing things that have occurred a long time ago that you can still see. And so is there any beginning and any end? Well, that's something we can cogitate. But let's go back to the Earth itself. We are Homo sapiens. We are human beings. And we are, in essence, the new kids on the block. Where's Donnie Wahlberg when we need him? Right? The story of the Earth began about 4.6 billion years ago. It took 600 to 700 million years just for the crust of the Earth to take shape. Another 300 to 400 million years for the first signs of any kind of microbial life to pop up. And another 2, 3, maybe 4 billion years for life to really get going, if you believe in evolution. I do to a point, but I think that there are other things that have happened. At any rate, I don't want to argue that. I just want to put into perspective how long modern humans have been on the Earth. All right, so you got a piece of paper and a pencil, Jay? Right. Write down 0.01. So 1/10 of 1% of the history of the planet has seen man or something like man exist on the planet. The mammals took center stage a couple of hundred million years ago, 65 million years ago, the dinosaurs and all of that stuff. But it doesn't seem that the human existence started much before 300,000 to 400,000 years ago. And so that's only 1/10 of 1% of the history of the planet.
1/100.
Think about that. 1/100. Excuse me. You're right. Right. Yeah. 1/100 of 1%. So barely. We are the new kids on the block.
Yeah.
Barely getting our act together, and here we are screwing it up as much as we seem to be doing.
The Earth is a baby planet, considering when you think of the rest of the universe itself.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you look at some of the stuff that goes on, and the amount of the genetics of human beings and where that all came from. Just is fascinating, 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 fascinating. All right, let's get to some good news about a fellow who fled the Taliban. This is kind of like art imitates life, because if you've seen the movie The Covenant, which I saw just out this past weekend, this sort of is the story. But the real story here is an act of kindness brought together this struggling musician and the guy on the radio. The life that this guy has got now in America after fleeing from the Taliban is something that, yes, stories are written about. There's a bond here. The fellow that's on the radio in Los Angeles is named Latif Nasser. And he has had a hard time believing the response that he's getting from a Twitter thread that he posted about his friend, whose name I can't even begin to pronounce. It looks like Ali Esmeralda, but I'm sure that's not it. Anyway, it went viral because of the connection. Now, this fellow NASA is on a program called Radiolab, and he used his social media platform to tell a story of this friendship he had with a 27-year-old musician in Afghanistan, and the chain of events that brought them together. This fellow had to leave Afghanistan after the Taliban, which prohibits playing music. This is the monsters that are there and what they believe. It's, you look at, go see this movie, The Covenant, and you see more of this kind of thing. How is it that you're so insecure in your religion that you outlaw the playing of music? So this guy was a musician. He was scared.
Calling him and threatening him. And he felt like, my life is in danger. I have to get out of here.
Yep. So somehow, I don't know, how did he first make the connection? Was it on social media with this guy from the radio podcast? Is that how they connected? I think I see the connection, but I'm not sure. And maybe it isn't important to connect the dots here. At any rate, the host helped this guy who fled the Taliban. He had to leave his violin behind. And so the radio guy managed to help him get a new violin, which I thought was kind of cool in and of itself, helping him to settle in America and find, you know, he's apparently a great violinist.
Yeah.
And so
he had hopes of becoming, making a profession of his music career. Now he can get back to those dreams.
Yep. So apparently this broadcaster, NASA, was in New York, came across a sound person named Jeremy Bloom, who'd heard the story. He had an old violin, an antique, that he wasn't using, and he asked this fellow NASA to bring it back to L.A. and give it to the Afghanistani who had come over here after being chased around by the Taliban. I thought that was kind of a cute story.
Yeah.
But it is like life imitating art. And so now the next step along here, again, back to the movie The Covenant and how sometimes life imitates art, the terrorist, the mastermind, in fact, of the blast that killed a number of troops in Afghanistan a year or so ago, the bombing in Kabul, this was at the airport, if I remember correctly. 13 service members were killed. 170 Afghanistanis were killed by these Taliban fighters. And apparently they found out who the mastermind was of this, and he was killed yesterday. And I'm not sure whether it was by U.S. interests, because they're not going to tell you. When they target, you know, somebody, they're not going to tell you that it was the U.S. is going to tell you the guy got killed. And apparently that's what happened. So, killing is, we tend to seem to resolve our differences with people by killing them. And maybe that's in this case where these people are like animals. You see how they live and their thoughts. Again, music is banned. Why is music banned? Yeah, because it's against God's creed, right? Allah declares no music. Allah doesn't declare no music. The Quran doesn't declare that you can't play music. So where do they come up with this stuff?
Well, a lot of times it's looked at as another form of religion, or you are you're making the musicians your gods and worshiping them. You're worshiping at the wrong altar.
Right. Okay. The story about Melissa Shmimolia. I don't know if that pronounced her name, but she went back to her high school classroom. Students in this school, this teacher, is in a wheelchair, apparently. Remember, she was hurt in that shootout at the high school in Ohio?
This was a story that has become viral again, and she's talking about it again, but this happened after Parkland. So she's just in a wheelchair. She's a teacher who's in a wheelchair. And after the Parkland shooting, whenever there's a school shooting, when teachers anywhere in the United States have to return to work, it's always a heavy day because they have to address it with their students. And there's always the question of how do they address it. And after the Parkland, the day after the Parkland shooting, this teacher in Ohio goes and talks with her students about everything that could happen, should this happen in their school, and she points out the fact that she is not like other teachers in the sense that she cannot protect them. And if this happens, if a shooting happens in the school, she wants the students to just protect themselves, run, jump out windows if they need to, do whatever they need to do to get away. Do not worry about her. Just make sure that they are taking care of themselves because she will not be able to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the students chimed in and was like, no, we've already discussed this. We're carrying you out.
There you go. What more needs to be said, right? And here's another sign of people being selfless. The story this week of a group of boaters that are being praised for helping authorities locate a father and daughter whose jet ski sank in an alligator-infested lake. How'd you like to have this? Huh? This guy.
Terrifying.
Oh, my God. He and his daughter, he's 31, she's 13, went missing after going on a jet ski ride. And so the mother said, okay, where are the girlfriend, actually, wants to know where they are. So they called the deputies, and they went out and conducted some surveillance. But there were a group of boaters who were aware of the search, and they went out looking for them as well. And fortunately for them, these searchers, the volunteers, found them. And I guess they recovered the boat, and jet skis. But they found them in the water about 40-50 minutes later. But think about it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You're treading water for almost an hour in an alligator-ridden lake.
Yeah.
Why the heck would you be dumb enough to go out in that lake in the first place?
That's the only option. They're all alligator-infested.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe that's a good reason to go to Montana for your vacation. All right, 48 after, you're listening to Good Day.
It's your last chance to shop SpringFest savings at Lowe's. Need a new appliance? Get an additional $300 off select major kitchen appliances when you spend $1,996 or more. You can also save across the entire store, including our garden area, and get two Bonnie 9-pack vegetables for $10. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/3. Bonnie offer in-store only and excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The Carol Burnett program brings us into Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here, brought to you by your Progressive Commercial agent. Your small business keeps you on the go. If that's the case, Progressive Commercial Insurance will keep your policy within reach. Easy-to-use mobile app that you can find out more about by going to progressivecommercial.com. So, Chucker, tonight is the special, I believe, on NBC, highlighting the life of Carol Burnett, which I find interesting because her career was spent on CBS. So why did CBS not do this?
And that's a good question. I mean, she turns 90 years. Today is her official birthday. She's 90 years old. Yeah. She says she feels seven. I like to take what she's taking.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Take any of that stuff.
I'll try to take a little
bit. But it is, listen, it's sort of really... you know, different people have lived longer life who stayed healthy. You know, George Burns,
yeah.
Clint Eastwood's going to do his last film. He's over 90 years old. 93. You know, yeah. that stuff is very intriguing, especially when people have a sound, clear mind like Carol Burnett. You know, it's really cool.
Yep, exactly.
I don't know. Good. That is a good question, though. That makes no sense logically.
Yeah.
Why that is the case here.
Yep. I don't know. All right, you were talking about The Flash,
yeah.
I think, before we went on the air. So what's the scoop?
Well, here's the thing. Last night at CinemaCon last night in Las Vegas, which is a convention for over 4,000 people in the industry, theater owners, basically, and there's bloggers there that were invited. Warner Brothers, so confident in their new superhero movie, The Flash, which comes out June 16th, screened it in its entirety to this crowd with no embargo, and reviews are coming out, popping out all over the internet, social media, extremely positive. Some saying it's as good a superhero movie as ever made, very emotionally powerful, great performances by Ezra Miller, Michael Keaton, who returns as Bruce Wayne, Batman. They just cut another trailer, which I thought was pretty awesome. Now, I said, yes, superhero overkill is in full effect, but I got to be honest, Doug, having to get to see Michael Keaton back as Bruce Wayne, Batman, Batman for the first time since 1992, I'd be first online. And this movie's going to make a ton of money and most likely have a lot of legs come June, which is good for the industry and very good for theater owners. So I'm very happy about this news.
Good for you. Are you happy about the fact that the Twilight TV series has been, as you call it, green lit, according to the Hollywood Reporter? What's going to, who's in that?
I don't know. They'll reboot the cast, but not surprising. I mean, on the heels of Warner Brothers turning Harry Potter into a TV show, Twilight still has a lot of viability. So I figured they would reboot it as a film franchise or a series. So I guess it's going to be a TV series. I don't know where they're going to shop it to in terms of what streamer. They'll recast it, obviously.
Is this kind of like in the same mold as True Lies, which has come to television after a number of years since the movie came out, but what, 20 years ago?
True Lies was, to me, a terrific film with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And a good concept, but like I don't think that has the I think that people who watch True Lies on TV, I guarantee you half of them not overly familiar with the film. They're just being resold into the concept.
But they brought what's his face? Her husband. Arnold.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
The guy.
Oh, Tom Arnold?
Tom Arnold, right. He's in the TV show.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
He was great. Listen, Tom Arnold really gained a lot of respect
in that movie.
Effort in True Lies. He was terrific in that
film. Yeah,
directed
very
by
good.
James Cameron. And listen, Avatar movies I'm mixed on, but James Cameron is one of the greatest directors of all time. True Lies is a pretty awesome movie. The action set pieces in that movie, incredible.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. One other thing, coming attraction trailer to Equalizer 3, Denzel Washington was released online yesterday. It looks pretty good, takes place in Italy, comes out September. I love Denzel Washington, I love that character. I wish they would tone it down and make it a little bit more character-driven, smaller in scale. I don't have to go so big, but I'll see that film also.
All right. Ryan Gosling.
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. 25 minutes of footage in this film will be Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford, de-aged. That's a lot of de-aging, 25 minutes in the 2 hours.
What does that take? How much effort does that take to do that?
A lot. They've mastered and pioneered that process over the last few years especially, but that probably was extensive to do that.
Ryan Gosling is doing a lot of promotion for the Barbie movie, using his what they described as Kennergy.
Yeah.
When is this supposed to come out?
It comes out this summer. I'm not sure what month. You know, at first I thought, this is ridiculous, but it has to be some sort of metaphor in a higher message movie. But I don't think he got involved.
Yeah, right. Barbie movies and a higher message. Okay, we'll write that down, Chucker. Thank you.
The check cleared, too. So.
Yeah, okay. Chuck Curry with Jay and Doug at 59 after the hour on the Good Day program for Wednesday.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.